She's curious. Merry Christmas! Welcome to Union Congregational Church of Waupun, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here, and we are so glad that you have joined us for this Christmas Eve, our family service. My name is the Reverend Jacob Nault, and I am really excited that you are with us today, and I'm really glad to have to be spending my third Christmas here at UCC. Just one logistical announcement. You will see everything you need on the screen, but just also know that if you'd like a paper bulletin, there in the back. There are those available for you if that's your thing. We are also just really excited for the time together that we'll have as we move into sharing the peace of Christ. There are lots of different ways that we can do that. So, mindful of people's comfort levels and that in addition to spreading joy, we are also spreading germs, potentially, you can hug, you can handshake, you can wave if you don't want to be touched, and we won't touch you. If you need an idea of what to say, you might say to your neighbor, "The light of Christ be with you." And then your neighbor might say, "And also with you." So the light of Christ be with you. Let's share the peace of Christ with one another. I forgot about before we get underway. So we will be lighting candles for Silent Night after the prayer of dedication. We'll be lighting the candles as we start to sing Silent Night at the very end of the service. If you did not get a candle, you can find some in the box in the back. We have regular candles, and we also have battery-operated candles for anyone who is young, who doesn't want to deal with hot wax, or anybody who feels a little unsteady or unsafe for any reason with a regular candle. So that is there for you. So please join me in the call to worship. We have good news to tell the world. Tonight we can rejoice. Jesus will be born tonight. A tiny child will provide comfort to people who are sad, lonely, and outcast. Tonight we can rejoice.
Jesus will be born tonight.
After a long journey from Galilee to Bethlehem, Mary and Joseph have finally arrived. Who would have thought that a smelly, dirty manger full of farm animals would be the birthplace of such a special child? Tonight we can rejoice.
Jesus will be born tonight.
Tonight all of us have been given the greatest gift we can imagine. Tonight we can rejoice.
Jesus will be born tonight.
Amen.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Emmanuel, God with us, like the shepherds, we have come here looking for you, ready to glorify and praise you for all we have heard, seen, and experienced. Your presence with your people, both long ago and today, brings to birth in us the hope, peace, joy, and love we wish for the whole world. May your angels quiet any fears we might have, so we too can join the celebration with excitement and praise. Amen.
Please join us and rise if it's comfortable for you to do so, and join us in our opening hymn, number 188, Angels We Have Heard on High. You'll see hymnals in the pew in front of you. They're blue, or you can see all the words on the screen. Amen. You may be seated. Any young worshipers who are with us tonight, come on up on the steps for Becky and I to do a children's time with you.
And I might need some help. Torin, you're going to help me carry the baby Jesus? You got to hold him really gentle. Can you do that? You got it. Okay. Anybody else coming with us? I got some really cute Christmas mice with me today. All right, you and I will go up. Oh, here comes Trey. He's going to join us. Jace doesn't want to come up yet. Well, maybe next year, right? All right, let's set the baby. Can we take him all the way up in the manger? Can you carry him up? There we go. Yeah, we got that hay. Dulcie Kind helped us out there with them. Should we let them see the baby? He's born tonight, isn't he? Yeah. All right. You could see. Let's sit back here. All right. Brady brought up Jace. So Jace is joining us today. I got a pretty neat thing for you guys today. Wow. Where did I put my notes? Sure, I dropped them. Oh. Now I have to go by memory. You want to hold that? Jace? You do. You get to take a Christmas mouse home. So, what I have with me today is a Christmas mouse. And when the Mary and Joseph got to the stable, this Christmas mouse was watching everything. Do you think there were mice out there in the stable? No.
No.
No. Were there other animals in the stable?
Dog.
What?
Dog.
There was a dog in the stable? What else was in the stable? Do you know anything else?
No.
Who carried Mary? Last week we talked about that. Who carried Mary?
A donkey.
Yeah, there were donkeys in the stable. I think there might have even been some cows, right? Yeah, well, there was a Christmas mouse out there, too. Yeah. Jason's checking out all those little mice. Yeah. If you were one of those kids, and let's say you were there when Jesus is born. If you were there when Jesus is born, what else might you see at the stable, in the stable? Did you see people come visit Jesus? Who did you see? Who came to visit Jesus?
A lamb.
A lamb? Yep, a lamb came. Were there some kings?
No.
No? No kings? I thought the kings from Orient Are came.
No.
No? Nope, not the king. Any shepherds come?
No.
No shepherds either? Oh, man.
Kind of a bare Christmas story.
Yeah. Well, I know the mouse was there. He's got a message for you. Can I read the message to you? It's on the little tag that's attached to the mouse. It says, long ago, I wanted to travel the world. I met a couple, Joseph and Mary, who were on a journey to Bethlehem. One night, after trying to find a shelter, Mary gave birth in an innkeeper's stable to Jesus, our Savior. I watched as angels filled the sky. Shepherds arrived to give thanks. So I guess the shepherds came later. That's why they weren't there when you guys said that. And three kings came from afar bringing gifts. Remember talking about that? Yeah. This miracle was so incredible that I wanted to share it with others. This little mouse wanted to share it with others. So this season, we're going to look for ways to be kind and helpful to others. Remember, Jesus is our gift to share with everyone. So, Pastor Jacob, would you lead us in prayer and help us share God's gift of Jesus?
Absolutely. So I'm going to say a short phrase, and I invite you to repeat it back to me.
Put your hands together.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
And for the gift he was.
And for the gift he was.
And is.
And is.
To all of us.
To all of us.
Help us.
Help us.
Share his love.
Share his love.
Everywhere we go.
Everywhere we go.
Amen. Thanks, everybody.
On Christmas Eve, we all are gathered as God's people to celebrate again what Christ's coming means to the world. We join with Christians all over the world who are celebrating today.
From Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. We will now light the candles in the following order: hope, peace, love, and joy.
Jesus Christ is the greatest gift who makes all these other gifts possible. So we light the Christ candle now as we think about what Christ's coming means to each one of us.
Please pray with me. We thank you, God, for your gift of Jesus Christ to the entire world. We thank you that Christ's coming makes hope, peace, love, and joy possible for every person in every nation. Encourage us to do our part to bring goodwill and peace to our families, our churches, our neighborhoods, and the world. Now let your Spirit put us in touch with you, the living God. Through the words and music we hear today, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Hi, everyone. Before Delaney and I start tonight, we just have a few things that we wanted to say.
First, we want to thank everyone for the support we have gotten, being able to sing each Christmas Eve for the past 9 years. It has been a blessing and an honor, and we are forever grateful for all of you. That being said, we are obviously getting older, and it is getting harder to find time each year to put something together, especially now that we are both college graduates. attending graduate school in the future, and we are unsure where our paths will take us.
Secondly, in the case that this is our last time performing, I just wanted to be able to dedicate this song to my Nana. She's sitting in the back on the left, and she is more than excited each year for Delaney and I to sing on Christmas Eve. No offense to my parents, but I believe that she's the one that gave me my singing ability because she had quite the voice back in her day and still does. So I want to give her the recognition she deserves. We're singing Beautiful Song of Bethlehem, which is her favorite song. Nana, I love you so much, and I really hope you like it.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone,
and guiding
the wise men on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. O beautiful star, the hope of light, guiding the pilgrim through the night, over the mountain till the break of dawn, and into the light of perfect day, it will give out a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Oh, beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star
of Bethlehem.
Star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed. Yonder in glory when the crown is won, for Jesus is now the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Beautiful star,
beautiful, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns. Give us a light to guide the way unto the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem,
Please join me in the prayer of illumination. O God, turn out the lights in our busy lives, that in the darkness your stars may shine. Silence the chatter of our minds, that we may hear the angels sing. Bring us to our knees, that we may see the Holy Child. Make in our hearts open mangers for your Christ to be born in us. You who are always with us, come to us again. Make your word flesh in us. Amen. Now we will begin in our time of lessons and carols. So the way this is going to work is you'll hear a reading. There will be a carol and a reading and another carol. You are invited, if you like, to rise for the singing of each carol and then be seated for the reading. If that's too much up and down for you, you can sit during the whole time. It's okay. So now we will hear the Christmas story as it has been presented and kept for us.
Today comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in a pitch dark land, light has dawned. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be a vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this.
Our second lesson comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, followed by verse 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax list. This first enrollment occurred when Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city, called Bethlehem, in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room.
A tradition of ours here at this church is to engage songs from secular music and other movie clips and things like that. And so tonight, our media offering is a song by Gloria Estefan called "Coming Out of the Dark," with thanks for with thanks to Deanne Goodlaxon for putting this together.
Thank you. why be afraid if I'm not alone? Life is never easy, the rest is unknown. And up to now, for me, it's been hands against stone. Spend each and every moment searching what to believe. Coming out of the dark, I finally see the light now, and it's shining on me. Coming out of the starting again is part of the plan, and I'll be so much stronger holding your hand. Step by step, I'll make it through. I know I can. May not make it easier.
Lesson comes from Luke 2, verses 8 through 16. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all of the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the territory of Judea during the rule of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and everyone in Jerusalem was troubled with him. He gathered all the chief priests and the legal experts and asked them whether Christ was to be born. They said, "In Bethlehem in Judea, for this is what the prophet wrote, 'You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, by no means are you the least among the rulers of Judah, because from you will come one who governs, who shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and found from them what the time the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you found him, report back to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they went, and look, the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him. They opened their treasure chests and presented him with gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you.
Our sixth lesson today is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God in the beginning. Everything came into being through the Word, and without the Word, nothing came into being. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. A man named John was sent from God. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him everyone would believe in the light. He himself wasn't the light, but his mission was to testify concerning the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light. But the world didn't recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people didn't welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children, born not from blood, nor from human desire or passion, but born from God. The Word became flesh and made his home among us. We have seen his glory, glory like that of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thank you to all of our readers. Thank you to all of our musicians. Thank you to all of those who make this service possible. Friends, will you join me in prayer? God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts in this hour be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I'm a sucker for watching Charlie Brown Christmas. I live alone, and my yearly ritual consists of turning off all the lights in my house, except for the Christmas tree and whatever other holiday-themed lights that I have, and watching a Charlie Brown Christmas while I drink a glass of eggnog. Perhaps a cheesy tradition, but so are most of the traditions that we engage in this time of year. I've gotten into watching Hallmark Christmas movies with my girlfriend, and I'm still convinced that the Hallmark acting is way worse. But the reason why I watch this Christmas classic every year is not just because it's a classic, but because I take something different from it every year, which informs the way that I think of the Christmas story. Of course, the climactic moment of the show is when Charlie Brown screams out in desperation, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" With compassion and quiet confidence, Linus Van Pelt, in his blanket, says, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." He then proceeds to recite the King James version of the angel's announcement to the shepherds. As I watched, I got stuck on this verse, which I'm quoting from the translation we just heard. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good tidings of great joy for all the people.'" That verse got me thinking both about what it meant in biblical times and what it means for us in the times we live in today. When we think about the biblical moment, we have to remember that the coming of a Messiah is prophesied throughout both the Old and New Testaments. All of those who were oppressed by the Roman power structure were finally going to be liberated. After all, life was extremely difficult for them. The Roman government regularly treated the Jewish people very unfairly. Many of us have already heard about this, as it's well documented throughout the entirety of the Bible. Harsh taxation, laws built for the success of the powerful and the downfall of the poor in equal measure. Enslavement. All sorts of problems that the people in biblical Israel were facing. Indeed, The commentator and preaching professor Amanda Brobst-Renaud reminds us that the shepherds had every reason to be cynical. They had every reason to say that they had been waiting all their lives for the Messiah to come, and it wasn't going to come from a king, from a king that was a tiny baby, whose mother was an unwed teenage virgin. But they didn't. Instead, they dropped everything, saying, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." No hesitation, no questioning, no cynicism. They just go. And in the rest of the biblical narrative, they're never heard from again. This is the story of earnest people who hear what they believe is the word of God and respond with haste. As I was watching A Charlie Brown Christmas, part of me wondered if I could respond without cynicism. My own family, members of this congregation, and members of our greater community have all faced all sorts of struggles this year. We've faced difficult health struggles, or felt depressed or anxious at the state of the world. We've lost people we love. Some people continue to struggle to make ends meet. Many people in this area face food insecurity, poverty, or homelessness. Others are afraid of how they will be treated, or if they will be discriminated in the midst of our divided and apathetic society. Good news of great joy for all people? I wouldn't be surprised if some of us in this room might be thinking to ourselves, "You know, God, I'll believe it when I see it." But this is exactly why Jesus came. This is the good news. No matter what you have been through this year, the good news of great joy that Christ offers applies to you too. Now, I'm not saying that everything that's been difficult for you this year is just going to go away. There's lots of work to be done in our society so that everyone can experience joy in this world and everyone can live with dignity and peace and prosperity and hope. But tonight, just for a moment, what if we could use the joy that's inside our hearts tonight as a source of strength to get through the hard times? What if we could truly believe that the coming of Christ is for our benefit? Now, I don't know about you, but if an angel came to me while I was minding my own business and doing my job, I would be pretty scared too. But what if we could hear the angel speaking directly to us? "To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. To you, for you." If you're struggling right now, you might remember that Jesus came to be with you when life is messy or doesn't make sense. To be with you when you're carrying anxiety at the state of the world, to be with you when you need God's presence to touch your body, your mind, or your spirit. In our media song, Gloria Estefan talks about the light that saves us and coming out of dark places. Perhaps we feel that Jesus might do that for us too. And now, on the other hand, if you're sitting here feeling like things are going well, or maybe that life is going really well for you right now, you might hear this message a little bit differently. In these last weeks in our church services here, as we've shared joys and concerns, we've had many prayers of gratitude for a new grandchild, for weddings and engagements and anniversaries and all kinds of beautiful things. The good news of great joy that Christ offers applies to you too. To be with you as you have journeyed toward a new chapter of your life with anticipation. To be with you as you give thanks for the unexpected ways that God has provided for you or delighted you. That's why we don't have to be cynical. When the angel says that the good news of great joy is for all people, we can pack up and go with haste and go see the baby. We can go sing with the angels. We can go tell it on a mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. My friends, no matter who you are, what you face today, or what has happened in your life up until now, Christ was born for you. May you come, may you go into this Christmas season and carry that joy and that assurance with you. May you be empowered by the hope Christ has offered in your life to give strength to others who are feeling afraid. Because good news of great joy for all people is a message worth sharing. Thanks be to God. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at Union Congregational Church, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. As the ushers come around, you may place an offering in the offering plate, or you may also give online at ucccwapan.net. But however you give, may you give with the spirit of Christmas joy that lives within your heart, and may you give as your heart and spirit invite you to give. Please rise if it's comfortable for you to do so and join us in our doxology. I'm sorry, no doxology. You would think that the person who put the service together would know what's going on. Please join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we thank you that you have given yourself to us. Amen. So we are about to sing Silent Night, followed immediately by Joy to the World. And as you prepare to start lighting your candle, the unlit candle takes its light from the lit candle. So when your candle is lit, hold still, and your neighbor will take their light, take light from you, and we will We will go from there, and Sue will play a full verse of Silent Night as introduction. And in the final verse of Joy to the World, at the end of towards the end of the service, I invite you to raise your candles in representation that Christ is the light of the world. these words of benediction, which is a poem by the poet Howard Thurman called The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among others, to make music in the heart. Go in hope, peace, joy, and love to spread the beauty of Christmas. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace and Merry Christmas.